This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, November 27th, 2017. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. Saturday, November 25th, was not only the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women, it was the start of a global campaign called 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence, which starts on November 25th and ends on Human Rights Day, December 10th. More than 3,000 organizations around the world, including many trade unions, are participating in the campaign. The goal is to free the world from violence against women and girls wherever they are. Particular attention is being paid to helping the most underserved and marginalized, including refugees, migrants, minorities, indigenous peoples, and populations affected by conflict and natural disasters. Color orange is being used to unify all of the themes of the campaign. Many organizations have produced resource materials to support the campaign, including videos.
We start getting harassed the minute we walk inside the cage to go underground. Our male co-workers take advantage of the small space to touch us or push our breasts up against the walls of the cage. Management laughs at us when we complain.
The supervisor won't let us go to the bathroom. When she thinks we're not working fast enough, she pinches and slaps us. Once, she beat me with the clothing I was making.
I was pregnant and getting very tired working 12-hour night shifts. Management refused to let me change to day shifts and increase my workload by 50%. I was fired a few months after giving birth.
I was at the office Christmas party when the company director touched me inappropriately. I tried to file a complaint with the police, but they said there wasn't enough evidence. A colleague told me he did the same to her.
One of the labor organizations which is supporting the global campaign to eliminate violence against women is Industrial. Industrial represents 50 million workers employed in a wide range of sectors, from mining to manufacturing to garment production. Michelle O'Neill is with Industrial's Women's Committee. She is also the National Secretary of the Textile Clothing Footwear Union of Australia.
Every day, violence against women seriously impacts on women workers' lives around the world. Violence against women is a human rights issue. It's a violation of our human rights. Violence against women is an obstacle to equality. And workplace violence against women is a core union issue. It's something that affects workers' health and safety, their dignity, and their rights. All forms of violence against women are unacceptable. And we urge you to take the pledge.
Industrial is urging unions to initiate the campaigns to stop violence against women. It is asking labor organizations to take the pledge.
To encourage our members to actively take a stand against violence and harassment against women.
Embark on campaigns that are aimed at preventing and combating violence against women.
Demand that our governments enact and enforce laws that will protect women from violence in the workplace.
We must take the pledge.
Take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
Unions must take the pledge.
All unions must take the pledge.
Unions must take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
Our union must take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
Take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
Unions must take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
We must take this pledge.
Unions must take the pledge.
As part of its work to eliminate violence against women, the labor movement is calling on the UN's International Labor Organization to adopt a global law on the subject. The ILO will consider the international law against the violence against women and men at its conference in June 2018. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.